بالنسبة للظروفs اللي عندي
For a few hours Saturday morning, the Troy Public Library became Syrian immigration base camp. Pro bono lawyers moved from one family to the next, switching between English and Arabic. Back in March, the Obama administration declared the country too dangerous for Syrians to return. So now they can get a temporary protected status, or TPS. It lets them stay in the U.S. even after their visas expire. And that is a relief for people like Gada. Her mother's visa expires next month, but now there's hope she can stay.
With the situation as bad as it is back home, I don't like her to leave. I like to try to get her stay longer till things improve back home. I think they can help us.
Gada only gave her first name because her sister's family is still in Damascus, and she doesn't want the Syrian government to go after them. Clearly, this special extension is good news for the 3,000 Syrians expected to be eligible. The bad news, you have to have been in the U.S. before the program started in March in order to apply. But Al-Majar, again, not a full name, fled Syria with his wife in May, so they may be out of luck.
I'm not be able to apply for TPS, so I'm trying to find another way to stay. My family is not in good situation in Syria. We are from countryside. I'm not going to back to Syria. So my wife pregnant as well, so I don't know what to do.
Syrians almost certainly won't be deported, even without papers. But without that temporary protected status, it's harder to get work visas. And Al-Majar is desperate to feed his family.
I can't stay like this, waiting for nothing. The situation in Syria maybe stay for years.
Nobody knows exactly how many people are in Al-Majar's position, but their numbers are likely growing as the violence worsens in Syria. Serene Zenny is a lawyer with a Michigan group called United for a Free Syria.
That's the largest problem that we have right now. The temporary protected status was given to the Syrian people to protect them from having to go back and risk their lives. And because it stopped at March 29th, it's not being able to perform its function.
The idea here is to protect the people that were already here when the crisis arose, not to motivate people to come in after the fact.
That's Detroit immigration attorney Bob Burock. He says, look at it from the government's perspective.
Because if they redesignate, the next time they designate TPS for another country, everybody who came from that country is going to start flooding through the borders in the hope that there'll be a redesignation.
He thinks there's probably a 50-50 shot the government will expand the program. Yet even those who are already eligible have some tough choices to make. Rama just graduated from high school. Today, she's wearing a red headscarf with her orange pedicure peeking out of her high-heeled sandals. She says a part of her just wants to go back to her family in Syria.
You know, I'm one of them, so it's like I gotta go through what they're going to, you know? I haven't seen my mom for 8 years. She's in Syria, stuck with my brothers and sister. It's like I want to stay here, but at the same time see my mom.
But if she does go back, she loses her shot at the special visa and likely any chance of college in the U.S.
Like, I have a future, too, you know?
In Syria?
I do want to, but, like, I don't think there's a future in Syria because they're shutting down all the colleges. So, yeah.
No one is certain what will happen in Syria. But even those who have made it to the U.S. still find themselves in limbo. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.